famine, plague, anarchy, the end of the world.
And Pat, aid workers are scrambling to help as many people as possible before the summer rainy season complicates the relief effort.
Well, again, your heart go out to these people. It's just like the earth is getting shaken with a series of tremors that are devastating. You've got the cyclone down in Burma. You've got this earthquake in China. You've got tornadoes in America. And I hate to use the term, we're just warming up, but that's exactly what's happening. There's more that will come naturally and more that is going to be man-made. But I believe that if we read prophecy in the Bible, what we see is a statement that toward the end of the age, this type of thing will intensify, and it'll get worse and worse and worse. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, described it as birth pangs with a woman with child. You know, those birth pangs come more and more frequently with more and more intensity until the child is born. So is this the birth pang of a new order, or are these just natural disasters? Nobody knows for sure, but those who are students of biblical prophecy would say it seems like we're looking at the birth pangs.
Overseas, Russia's foreign minister was the first to warn Israel today against attacking Iran as the world began to learn about a set of Israeli military maneuvers earlier this month. The Russians cautioned that there is no proof the Iranians are trying to build nuclear weapons, but the Israelis are not convinced. And new details are emerging about the Air Force drill they recently conducted, designed to send a message to Tehran. From the Pentagon, here's David Martin.
Israeli warplanes have conducted what U.S. intelligence analysts say was a dress rehearsal for a strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. Ominous action backed up by ominous words from Israel's ambassador to the U.S.
We cannot take this threat lightly. And as our prime minister just recently said, Israel will not tolerate a nuclear Iran.
The exercise took place on June 2nd over the eastern Mediterranean. According to CBS consultant Michael Oren, nearly 100 aircraft flew the 900-mile ranges needed to hit targets in Iran.
Israeli planes to reach Iran would have to refuel at least three times going there and back, and they were training that.
There's no mystery about the message that sends, says former Air Force Secretary James Roach.
The Iranians, I think many hope, will understand that when you get into this business, you get on a lot of people's target lists.
Just last year, Israeli jets knocked out this nuclear reactor in Syria, and in 1981 destroyed an Iraqi nuclear reactor. But a pilot who flew that mission told Bob Simon on 60 Minutes, Iran's nuclear program is a much tougher target.
We had one point to destroy. They have many points, many of them deep under the mountains, out of the ground, and it's a much more complicated problem than in 81.
Made even more complicated by these anti-aircraft missiles which Iran is buying from Russia and could have in operation by the end of this year.
You say the window for diplomatic action is closing. How much time is there?
Less today than we had yesterday. And it's running out.
For many countries, choosing between bombing Iran and Iran with a bomb is a tough call. But there's no doubt what choice Israel would make.
Destroying the tunnels of New York. We're in the early stages of what I would describe as the Third World War.
This is World War III.
I believe if you take all the countries I just listed that you've been covering, put them on a map, look at all the different connectivity, you'd have to say to yourself, this is in fact World War III.
The greatest war the world has ever seen will soon sweep over Israel, the Middle East, and in fact the entire world.
Radical Muslims have an end times theology and eschatology, and they believe it's their job to hasten the end of the world.
It will culminate here in the Middle East. The Bible says this war will come like a storm.
How can we really believe all of this was foretold in the Bible hundreds of years ago? And how are we to survive in the midst of this coming storm?
We are witnessing the beginnings of this great battle even now, as the storm clouds are gathering.
Nuclear weapons are about to become in play.
Today's headlines were written over 3,000 years ago in prophecies foretelling the conflict between Israel and the rest of the world.